Raya Kirtan. Oh, that girl. Not today? Oh, they don't want to make. Why only two? I heard that tomorrow, man, those days. So they should chant also tomorrow, day after tomorrow. And no drama should. Quickly. Oh, give a mridanga to them. Oh, very good. All.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
thank you all. I want that my all daughter should sing like this in this street, and all should hear. And very good, you should try to preach. I also want to glorify of this Prabhu. You should stand up. Yes. Oh, his Bok Bhishta Vishan, sir. What?
A lady in Nathur on the valley of distributing books.
Put your hand up.
She is up in the back and she very much wanted to meet you.
Very good. She can meet me. Oh, you should bring her to my abode and she can meet. Tomorrow. But he's in big distribution, he's fat. I'm going for a walk. In Australia also. Who did book distribution so much? Makshana? You should stand up. Where is Mathuranath Prabhu? And why? He should come. Oh, Tapan should come and sing a kirtan. He should come and sing a song. He should come and sing a kirtan. We are waiting all. Oh. Coming here?
He's running away.
He should bring his. Oh. In the meantime, Damodar Priya should stand up and tell what was the mission of Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami or those who called Prabhupada, and why he came and he went in his old age here and there, and what was his mission. Oh, very boldly you should speak. First you should tell that. And then this.
I'm actually very embarrassed to be up here because I'm looking in the audience and I can see so many people whose knowledge and devotion is so much higher than mine.
Gurudev, and then begin.
Okay, so.
Then inspiration will come, more inspiration.
Namo Vishnupadaya Radhikai Priyatmane Shishamad Bhakti Vedanta.
She is advocate. She can preach by mission.
Okay. So who are we?
Yes. I want like this. Very good. Thank you.
Who am I? Who are you? What are we all doing here? Really? We are absorbed in so many day-to-day activities. We're eating, we're sleeping. If you're me, you're worrying about exams and things you really shouldn't be worrying about.
I'm sitting like that. Don't see the book. Oh.
But actually, these questions are relevant to each and every one of us. Socrates and Plato, so many people still remember these people. Why? Because they even thought to bother to worry about these things. That we are not this body. Who are we? What are we meant to be doing here? Gurudev often refers to Princess Diana. She had so much fame, so much fortune, so much opulence. But she, like that, she never had happiness. She was distraught. And at our time of death, we don't take our money with us. You don't take your family with you. You don't take your health with you. You take nothing with you except what is in your heart. And people spend thousands and thousands of dollars doing PhDs on this topic and all these things. But actually, we are so fortunate because there are two types of Krishna. There is Krishna Bhagavan, God, who is in his spiritual abode with his eternal associates, who are absorbed in bliss. And then there's Guru Bhagavan. And Guru Bhagavan we have before us, our Srila Gurudev, who's come to smash our conceptions and to bring us to true happiness. First, he tells us about regulated devotion, Vaidhi Bhakti. And by this, we can get some regulation and perhaps bring us to a platform where we can realize who we really are and how we can actually absorb ourselves in our true constitutional position. Actually, in every one of your hearts, there's a treasure, a priceless treasure. And Krishna's longing for it, and Srimati Radhika's longing for it, and Gurudev is longing for it. And so he's come to steal our hearts away and to make them sweet and to make us realize we are not this body. Actually, we are spirit soul, And because we are of spiritual substance, we cannot come in this world and enjoy. So, there may be some temporary happiness. You might go, yeah, this is doing pretty cool, not so bad. But guaranteed, there will be distress. Guaranteed, it will come.
Very good. I want that my all daughters and children, so to speak, like this boldly. Jumping like lions. Roaring like lions. On the elephant head. Oh. Very good. I want that you should also. And you also. You should speak like this. I don't want me.
I want that cold.
I like this. Thank you. You should be ready to preach my mission in whole world. In Australia. Begin from Australia and then everywhere. And that is why I told you to practice for some days. And when we'll be expert, you should preach my mission. Like lions, like me, everywhere. Yeah. Thank you. You can read some poem. You should read.
Very book, a poem.
Oh, you should extract of this in one or two.
For Gurudev Vyasapuja, I just wrote this poem. It just goes...
In melody.
As the sun rises from the horizon to greet a new day, Srila Gurudev, you come and take our ignorance away. Your mood is at once formidable yet so sweet. It permeates my heart each time we meet. And although I am a fool and my faults and flaws, and many my faults and flaws, I pray that I may always be yours.
Very good. Thank you so much, but very good. I'm very happy. My all children feel like that, roaring in like lions. Very smart and very good character. If you are not of good character, you cannot do anything. And also, I want to preach like that Ashram Maharaja is speaking, so I want to write. Thank you. Now, where is Tapan? Tapan has come? Oh, from there he can... otherwise, Nimai Pandit should come and glorify his Gurudev. Where is? Oh, you should glorify your Gurudev. Come on. Come on. Thank you. I was waiting for you. And also, Nimai Pandit should come. He should glorify his Gurudev. First he will do Kirtan and then. Glorifying your Gurudev. He was a lion. Give a place. Madhav Maharaj can come forward. You should begin. I want to make you perfect. Don't fear. If anything, I will operate and take it out.
Don't fear.
That English song. As you like.
Hello. Hello.
that he used to speak truth. Whether all others are
against
or not, he never cared. He has so many very good and loving words. I remember, Mr. Dog, Mr. Hog, you know? And he has a stick, bamboo stick. Always on the back of devotees, with loving and affection. By that stick he used to give so much mercy.
Especially Jagadish Pandit.
Jagadish Pandit. Where is he?
18 times in Mathura. And Mathurana.
Mathuranath also. Those who have had his stick, it means that they have his mercy, really. And he wanted, by these words, Mr. Hog and Mr. Pog, Dog. What it means? He wanted to clarify the hearts of devotees. So, I think he was so bold. So, he is glorifying something. He is Nimai Pandit. You know Nimai Pandit? Sri Chaitanya Nandan was first Nimai Pandit. He was instructing in his store, school, and very bold, and he defeated Keshav Kashmiri and all. So he should be like that.
Hare Krishna. I'm not usually, I didn't expect to say anything this evening. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasaya Bhutale. Okay, so I feel like a massive offender here, but I'll try and say a few things. So Guru Maharaj was...
don't see and speak.
He was...
Essence.
He was... Well, I need a few notes because I'm not accustomed to public speaking or anything, but... Guru Raj was a very bold preacher, that is a fact. But prior to 1978, when Prabhupada sent Guru Raj to Bhubaneswar, he sent him to Bhubaneswar saying, Orissa is your home state, so to go to Bhubaneswar and preach, because Guru Raj had asked for some money and some men and some books. And Prabhupada said to him, I went to America with 40 rupees, with no men, no money, and no book. Just a few books. So you can go to your home state with nothing. And he gave him 1,000 rupees to register the land that had been given to Bhubaneswar. So Guru Maharaj went to Bhubaneswar, which was like a forest, jungle. Some of the residents said at that time there were even bears, elephants, tigers roaming in that area. Sorry? Definitely dacoits. And so Guru Maharaj sat there in a hut, a badly built hut, and did his bhajan and preached to whoever came. So one evening he was doing bhajan with Digpati, and they're in the outside the hut, and Guru Maharaj was playing the cartels, and Digpati was playing Madanga, and they're having kirtan with a few villagers. And this large black snake crawled up onto Guru Maharaj and was on his arms. And Guru Maharaj got the snake and he threw it into the forest and just kept playing cartels and kept having kirtan. So these things were going on regularly. One Mayavadi came to preach to Guru Maharaj. He tried to preach to Guru Maharaj about the impersonal aspect of the Supreme, and it became quite a battle. And Guru Maharaj finally defeated him. That evening, a large scorpion came into Guru Maharaj's room and bit him. And then that scorpion died, and Guru Maharaj said that person that had come was actually a yogi, and he'd taken the form of that scorpion to bite me because he couldn't defeat me. And now he's died. This impersonalist. So Guru Maharaj had many battles in Bhubaneswar. He had battles with envious impersonalists. He had battles with the elements and battled with snakes, ghosts, all sorts of things. So prior to 1978, Guru Maharaj only preached in Oriya. Isn't it, Gokul? Only Oriya he preached in. Then after 1978, because he didn't feel himself fit enough to preach to the Westerners in English. He felt he was too lowly. So he only preached to the West, to the Orissan people, to the Oriyas. And then, after 78, Mayapur was quite a dramatic experience in the life of Guru Maharaj, which is chapter 32 of this book, I think. That's all described. So it was quite an amazing thing took place in Mayapur. Then Guru Maharaj went back to Bhubaneswar, and then he began speaking in English, and that's when he began to, as Laguti Prabhu said when he was there, he began to roar like a lion. A lot of things. So in Mayapur, there was the Mayapur festival, and there was, I think, Madhava Maharaj had left his body, just left his body. No.
Madhava Maharaj here.
So this is a different Madhava Maharaj. So
Madhava,
he...
Bhakti Daish Madhav, Goswami Maharaj.
Yes. So everyone was invited. There was a ceremony and everyone went. So Guru Maharaj went along as well. So while the kirtan was going on, you want me to say on this? While the kirtan was going on, Guru Maharaj fell to the ground and began like a swoon, a great illness had hit him. And he was carried from the ground to the Mayapur temple to the room of Laguti Prabhu, which was underneath the main complex. And they said, here he is, look after him. So Laguti Prabhu was looking after Guru Maharaj for this period, and he thought that Guru Maharaj would be sick for maybe a day or two or a week. Previous to that, Guru Maharaj had never been ill. Guru Maharaj would walk 20 kilometres to work when he was a teacher, etc. He was very fit, and here he was sick. So no one could understand. So they brought, one devotee thought it was ghosts. So they brought an exorcist from Navadvip. And he, the what? No. It was what was his name? Bhagavat. You know Bhagavat? Yeah. So he thought it was a ghost. So he brought an exorcist. He was a Muslim exorcist. And he checked him out, and he says, "No ghost here. I don't know what it is. There's no ghost." So then they brought. They brought many doctors, they brought all sorts of people, astrologers, anyone they could get their hands on. So then Bhagavat, he was a bit distressed because he had the feeling that Guru Maharaj was not a normal devotee. So he felt that what was happening here was symptoms of pure devotion, but no one would believe him. So then he was standing on the porch of the Mayapur building, and Krishnadas Babaji, he saw him. Krishnadas Babaji, disciple of Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he comes through the main gate of Mayapur, and Bhagavat sees him, and he races up to him, and he takes him up to the room, and he says, "What do you think of this?" So Krishnadas Babaji gets a piece of cotton, and he puts it under Guru Maharaj's nose, and you know it's like moving. You can see he's still alive, because he's flat out. And he looked at him. He was coming in and out of consciousness, and then he spoke to him in Bengali. And Guru Maharaj answered, and they said, "What is he saying?" And Krishnadas Babaji replied, "He is saying, why are you all disturbing his service to Radha and Krishna?" And then the Babaji giggled and he said, "This is just prema. This is prema," he said. "There's nothing to worry about." So then he left. So then there was one sannyasi there, and he was asking, he wanted to ask Guru Maharaj, in this state, he wanted to know who is the successor of ISKCON after Prabhupada. And Guru Maharaj said, "Everyone get out of the room." So everyone left, and they left Guru Maharaj with Laguti. So Guru Maharaj, now Laguti Prabhu, I mean, he's a very eccentric Prabhu, nice Prabhu, but he's very eccentric. He's very nice. Now he said that he sat there for 3 months with Guru Maharaj. Now Guru Maharaj's body went to half its weight. half his bodily weight, and then he went through all these transformations, crying, sweating. He said his body started to change colour, went pink, orange, yellow, blue, white. Now, but I know that there were many other devotees that saw this. And at one stage, the managers from Mayapur, they came and they said, keep him locked up, don't let him out of the room. So Guru Maharaj went through a massive transformation. Then at one stage, there was no swing in the room, but he was swinging the swing and singing. And Lagudi didn't know what, like, Lagudi was thinking he was going mad and the Guru Maharaj was normal. And he just didn't know what to think. So anyway, Guru Maharaj was swinging the swing, then Guru Maharaj would collapse. So at one stage, Lagudi, to calm him down, would tie him with a dhoti. So there's Guru Maharaj tied by the hands and the feet with this dhoti. And he didn't eat anything for 3 months, maybe a half a cup of water every couple of days. And Lagudi was starting to think, I've got a large problem here, but I don't know what to do with it. So he stuck it out, and then he started reading the Chaitanya Charitamrita to Guru Maharaj, only the Bengali, and Guru Maharaj started to come around a bit. Started to come like normal. Started to speak. Started to say things. And then he would say, what's this? Look at him say, that's a hand. And he'd say, well, what's this? He said, that's a foot. Then he held up a bead bag. He said, what's this? He said, that's a bead bag. He said, what's this? He said, that's a material body. And so Lagudi said he had to explain every single thing to Guru Maharaj, every single thing of this body. And Lagudi said he could start to understand that how someone could not be the body. Anyway, I don't want to go on too long with this because I don't want to hold everyone up. But so after this incident, Guru Maharaj went back to Bhubaneswar, and then the lion in Guru Maharaj started to appear. And then that very, very, very aggressive, lion-like preaching, powerful, thank you, began. And that began in every quarter, with locals, with even his godbrothers, with other groups, Mayavadi groups, yogi groups. For instance, of course, prior to this incident, so I'll go back to 1973-74, when Guru Maharaj left family life, he went to the Himalayas to take sannyas, and he was going to take from some impersonalist yogi group. What are they called? Divine Life Society. And he was going to take sannyas from them, but when he started preaching that this impersonal way is useless and the only way is Harinam, they kicked him out. And so he said he would have great arguments with them, and he got kicked out of many ashrams, till finally he ended up in the jungle with this Babaji who was chanting Hare Krishna, and he allowed him to stay because Guru Maharaj chanted Hare Krishna, the Babaji chanted, so they chanted. And then finally Guru Maharaj realised, this is no good. Because he was looking for a bona fide sadhu. If I'm going to find a bona fide sadhu, I'll find a bona fide sadhu in Vrindavan, because I've worshipped Krishna my whole life, so Krishna will definitely give me his mercy. So he went to Vrindavan. Within 2 weeks he was in the Krishna Balaram temple. He walked in, Prabhupada was there, he met Prabhupada, and so the whole thing began. And when he took sannyas, there was a great outcry from many sannyasis, because they were saying, he's a new man, right? Prabhupada said, no, he's not a new man, you're all new men. Alright? You're all new men. Yeah, he's a devotee from birth. Well, that's what this volume's called, actually. Volume 1 of his life story. He's a devotee from his birth. That's what Prabhupada said. He's a devotee from his birth, and you are all new men, not he. So then Prabhupada explained what sannyas was. And the explanation was quite simple. And so Guru Maharaj asked Prabhupada for sannyas, and Srila Prabhupada explained to him what sannyas is. Sorry? Wind it up. Okay, I can't find it. So he explained to him what sannyas was, and he said, do you understand? Guru Maharaj said, yes, I understand. So at the time of taking sannyas, what? Yeah, no lust, no material desires, doesn't associate with women, etc. What? Expert in all philosophies, everyone knows here except me. So when he took sannyas finally, and he probably gave him the dunder, he said, you have understood. So then he sent him to Bhubaneswar, and then Guru Maharaj began his preaching. So Guru Maharaj said that Oh, Guru Maharaj said many things, and I'm not explaining this very well, but it's all in this book, actually, which explains it a lot better. But, Guru Maharaj is preaching. There was just one thing. Three things Guru Maharaj was a bit upset with, and one was the understanding of the position of the Guru, the peacock feather that only went on Krishna's head and not Mahaprabhu's, and the jiva doesn't fall from Goloka Vrindavan, whereas many were saying it was, it could. And Guru Maharaj went to great lengths to explain this. But those three things were most important, and he went to great lengths to explain them. The peacock feather, the jiva cannot fall from Goloka Vrindavan, and the position of the Guru. And he was very forceful. I'm not going to go into it because I don't really have the understanding, so I'll just wind it up here.
He was so bold that only in whole ISKCON he had the idea that jiva had not fallen and not coming from Golok Vrindavan. He is only one person who followed this edge, and bravely he followed. He used to tell all these things. And that is why all were attracted to him. And all ISKCON leaders were trembling from him that he will take over all positions. And why he is telling like that, that the jiva has